C1B 1 and 2.
Number 13A.
We are now starting with the subjects of the second part. And if you take the study material, you can see that the theme that runs right over the whole second part, we start again on the on the top of the pyramid in a hierarchical consciousness structure. There, I try to epitomize it that the belief that man is a mortal yields to the fact that man is immortal. I felt that what she is going to tell us is now the true evolution of man, the spiritual evolution of man over the 6,000-7,000 year periods from Adam up to now and into the future, showing how that Adam belief that man is immortal, that belief of the Adam man step by step yielded to the divine idea, and that through history and through the order of the world, the Adam dream vanishes away and we see man as an immortal appear. So this is the overall picture, and so you see that in every one of these epitomes that are now given under the seventh synonymous term, that always the text starts with the belief that man, and then gives the kind of belief that man has adapted to the synonym, that belief disappears, and then always what comes forth is the fact that man is so and so and so. So it is the disappearing of the belief of mortal man, and then the appearing of the fact of immortal man. So if we take that into our consciousness and keep that tone, that pedal note really, that goes right through the seven subjects, then we can see that every one of these seven subjects are depicting this overall tone from a specific aspect. When we come to mind, we have here the epitome, the belief that man is created, and you hear mind, the creator, is created of intelligent matter. You hear again the counterfeit of mind, that matter is intelligent, yields to the fact that man's origin, we know that origin is mind, is in the divine mind. So I think you can easily hear the tone of mind as the origin of the real man, and therefore we have to awake out of the belief that our origin is in intelligent matter. This is the overall tone, and she presents it as the days of creation present it in three subtones, mind as mind, and says in mind as mind, to elaborate on this main tone, the Adam dream is really the origin of the delusion that life and intelligence proceed from matter. Here we hear the Adam dream, the opposite of the light of mind, as the origin, mind is the origin of a delusion, that's now the counterfeit of an idea delusion, that life and intelligence proceed from matter, this is the delusion. She starts right out this second part by saying that the parent of all human discord was the Adam dream, the deep sleep. And you hear that she brings in a completely new attitude. She's now no more going to discuss the metaphysical system of idea versus belief, but is now showing that this idea is going to do something to that Adam dream, that deep sleep. And it's interesting to see that she depicts really the deep sleep as the origin of the delusion that life and intelligence proceed from and past into matter. So the belief that really enlightenment intelligence is in matter is a belief that wouldn't really do much if there would not be a dream about it, that there would not be a misunderstanding about it. That whole concept of life and intelligence in matter, which you may see out in nature, that it seems that in nature you have matter and that it seems to have life and intelligence and substance in itself, wouldn't really do anything, wouldn't do it really any harm if we would not give to it power, if we would not believe in it, if we would not be in that dream that this is a reality. So we can see here the depths of mind, as mind would say that really it is a dream, a belief that gives really to that whole concept of life, substance, intelligence in matter, really a reality, a so-called reality naturally. So that dream, that misunderstanding, that not knowing, that ignorance about being, is really to be blamed for everything. And so is the origin of the delusion. And then she depicts that delusion. But I'd like you to take your textbook for a while so that we can read a few passages in it for the sake of text interpretation. 306, yes? All right. So on page 306, you see, she starts right down on line 32 with that second part. The parent of all human discord. Now, mind is the parent mind. Here the opposite was the Adam dream. Therefore that ignorance, the deep sleep in which originated mind, the delusion, the counterfeit of idea, that life and intelligence proceed from and pass into matter. Then she says, this pantheistic error, or so-called serpent, insists still upon the opposite of truth, saying, ye shall be as gods. That is, I will make error as real and eternal as truth. Now, I take this passage for the sake of text interpretation, because it lends itself very easily here, that you could say when you are at home and read this paragraph, that you could say, well, Max has only taken half of that paragraph and has epitomized it as mind as mind. But the other half of that paragraph, starting on line 3 with the pantheistic error, doesn't say anything about mind as mind. Nothing at all. And therefore you could say, oh well, you see, Max just takes that out of the text that pleases him and that fits into his scheme. And so here is a beautiful illustration, a simple, how we can see that there is another melody running parallel. The main melody, as we will see naturally, is here mind, here as mind as mind, but at the same time that instrument plays mind as mind, another instrument plays that great other theme which I have said, namely truth, life, and spirit, which we had already in the first part, and here you can see how she has to take it in. How she has to say to that false proposition which she has shown as mind as mind. It's a false proposition that characterizes the opposite of mind as mind. That she has to not to leave it as just a belief there. And has to tell the student right away and say to the student right away, don't believe that. That's really an erroneous statement. And so she brings in that sense of error, life, and spirit, and says, this pantheistic error. You see, now she gives to that melody of mind and mind the value of error. It's a pantheistic error, or so-called serpent, which still insists upon the opposite of truth. You see, you have now truth coming in, though truth is not the leading subject, saying, ye shall be as gods, that is, I will make error, what? As real, spirit, and eternal life, as truth. Truth. Do you hear now how she writes the textbook? She couldn't write those two parts of the paragraph on top of each other, like in a score. So she has to do it linearly. But to read it, we must read it synchronically and say that second part is saying to the first part, that's not true, that's not real, that does not exist. And that naturally comes in time and time again. Yes? Is that clear? Okay. So we go, you still have your textbook there, I will come back to it. So we go to the further paragraph, which I have epitomized as evil claims that there is more than one intelligence. And you can hear at once, more than one is always the opposite of what? Of spirit, of the onlyness of spirit. Intelligence is here mind, that there are God's many. God's many is the opposite of spirit, the duality. So here you have a sense that having started with the Adam dream as being a delusion, she goes on and says, and therefore the belief is that there are many intelligences, that there is an intelligence beside God, namely the Adam dream is an intelligence, and so you have many gods, at least you have two gods, God Almighty and Adam, who also wants to create something. You have many gods, no more the oneness, the purity, the onlyness of spirit. In this text, which we are going to read, we see again the same thing happening as before. I read from line 7. It starts out, evil, and I know now that's the opposite of spirit, still affirms itself to be mind. See, it's we are in the tone of mind as spirit, and declares that there is more than one intelligence or God. This is the main point. See, it says, there shall be lords and gods many. Again, I declare that God makes mind, evil minds, the opposite of spirit, evil minds, and evil spirits, the opposite of spirit, and that I aid him. Can you see up to this point of line 10, you have a nice description of mind as spirit, as an opposite again, that this intelligence says there are many kind of intelligence, therefore there is duality, therefore spirits, God's many, mind's many, and you have the manys. That's really this polytheistic beliefs. And when she has stated that claim, then she has to not to leave it at that point and somehow to give her evaluation to it, and therefore she says, truth shall change sight. Oh yes, that still goes into it and says, truth shall change sides and be unlike spirit. See, this is still evil saying that. Huh? It's still in the quotes, within quotes. I will put spirit into what I call matter. You have the mingling. And matter shall seem to have life as much as God's spirit. Can you see spirit? Who is what? The only life. And you get it once again in here and answer and say, you know, this does not exist. The only thing that exists is God's spirit. And therefore, all that claiming that there exist many minds does not exist, because God is the only life, and even is italicized. To bring it out where she wants to put her weight and say, you see, I was talking to you all what spirit is talking and spirit says, and finishes up and says, that's all rubbish, that is not. That is not. Yeah? Then she goes on to the next paragraph and says, this error. Do you hear what is this? This is again a retrospective pronoun, you call it differently, a relative pronoun. saying, what is this? This is what has been presented before, this lie, and now calls it an error, after having stated that it is not an isness, and therefore it is an error. So this error has proved itself to be error. And you see, I just want to bring out, you read here statements about error and about life, and you can ask yourself, why didn't Max interpret that into his epitomes? And you must now see that they belong to a secondary instrument, to a secondary melody, because you always will come back to the main melody, to mind. So it's life, you see, truth, life, it's life is found to be not life, but only a transient false sense of the existence which ends in death. Error charges its lie to truth and says, you see, it's constantly about truth and error, that error does not exist. So true error charges its lie to truth and says, the Lord knows it, mind knows it. He has made mind, man mortal, material, out of matter instead of spirit. You have the dualistic sense. You see, she says now, that creative sense that is dualistic is an error. Thus, error partakes of its own nature and utters its own falsities. And now she goes back to the main theme and brings in, if we regard matter as intelligent, that's our main theme, and mind as both good and evil, that's what we have seen in mind as spirit, then mind as soul says, every sin or supposed material pain and pleasure seems normal, a part of God's creation, and so weighs against our course spiritward. All about soul. Have now a sense of mind as soul. Can you see? And then naturally, she goes still on, perhaps we finish that tone. Then she puts it to the positive and says, truth has no beginning. Why didn't she say mind has no beginning? See, we would think because she speaks about the Adam dream, that was the beginning of all the trouble that ever started, that was the origin of the delusion. Why does she not say mind has no beginning? She won't say, no, truth has no beginning. Why? Because of that very fact that she wants to say, that fact of mind as spirit, mind as soul, mind as mind, mind as spirit, mind as soul, is the truth about creation. It's the isness about creation. It's the reality about creation. Did you hear now? Truth, life, spirit, and therefore, and that had never a beginning. That always existed, life. And then she comes back to the main tone in a positive way. Up to this point, she has always depicted the wrong creation as a belief and has defined how the belief evolved. You see, it's a wonderful sentence, this on line 20, because it summarizes really the whole tone of mind. It says, if we regard matter as intelligent, that was the subject of mind as mind, then, and mind as both good and evil, that was the main point in mind as spirit, that mind can be both. Out of that follows mind as soul, namely, then we believe that every sin or supposed material pain and pleasure is normal, that this is absolutely normal, that it should be so, that it should be a part of God's creation, but that it weighs against our core spirit world. Well, is that clear? That in that way she depicts Adam's creation, how the negative sense evolves too. First it says, matter is origin, matter has intelligence. Second it says, and that material origin says, I can do good and evil, the opposite of spirit, and therefore because it can do good and evil, the outcome is pains and pleasures of the physical senses, And we consider that as absolutely normal because it's the outcome of a creative, of a false creative sense. So at that point she goes and corrects it and says, what has always been existing? Now I tell you the truth that is from the beginning. What is the truth about that whole business from the beginning? And she says, the divine mind is the soul of man, mind and soul, and gives man dominion over all things. Man was not created, since she corrects it, was not created from a material basis, mind, nor bidden to obey material laws, which spirit never made, spirit. His province is in spiritual statutes, where? In the higher law of mind. So, yeah? So, this paragraph here from 25 to 30 gives you a summary of the first three tones, but presented positively. It says, how do I get rid of the Adam dream? What is the Adam dream? We just can repeat it. What is the Adam dream? It says, the Adam dream, mind and mind, is that there is a dream, that there is a delusion. What does that delusion do as spirit? It always is dualistic. It makes lords many, and therefore it says, I'm good and evil. If it says, I'm good and evil, then as a third, mind as soul, you'd have to take it as very natural and normal that you have pains and pleasures of the senses. These are the three. Now she comes and says, in between, she has that other melody that comes in and always says, you know, that's what error says. That's not what truth says. That's what error says. And error says that error is real and exists. Did you get the tone? Error, exists, real. And therefore, at the end, she has to give the truth about it. And she has said, this is error. So she has to give the truth about it and says, truth is what? From everlasting to everlasting, truth has no beginning. What is truth about that whole situation is that mind is the soul of man. Namely, mind created man. And he created it according to spirit. Namely, only with the onlyness of spirit, with spiritual statutes. How are they? They are the higher, superior laws of mind. So, and you have the answer to it. So that you can say to that whole Adam dream, you are an error. I know that you are an error. You are a liar. You say something which is not true. I don't listen to it. I don't listen to your voice. I go back to the reality of being, namely that mind says, I'm the soul of all. What does it mean? That mind says, I'm the creator, mind. That mind says, I am a creator that only creates good and the spiritual, spirit. And mind says, and this is superior over the whole business that you have been talking about with the Adam dream. So, yeah, is that difficult?